You're listening to JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Love, lust, or no? Find out next on Kix 96.9. It's Date 'em or Dump 'em with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Good morning, Jeff.
Hello.
Give us a little bit of information about you and how you met up with Becca and your date. We'll do the best to sleuth out what went wrong.
I met Becca on Match.
Cool.
I hadn't been dating for a bit, so I was just, getting back into it. I was in this long-term relationship. We just broke up in January, so I've been taking a break from dating, just focusing on me.
Well, that's understandable. Sometimes it's tough to just throw yourself back out there, especially coming off of a tough breakup.
Right. So I've been on a couple of dates before Becca, but really, really nothing until her. She just does it for me. She's cute. She's sweet, but she's kind of shy, and she didn't talk much. But when she did say something that was funny, she's just cool.
Okay.
You know how sometimes you go on a date and they just like word vomit their whole life?
Yeah, folks.
It wasn't like that at all. It was perfect.
Good deal. Good. Okay, so what did you guys end up doing?
We went out. We got some pizza. We talked about golf, Masters. She told me that she used to watch it with her dad. So when she mentioned that, I offered to get together and watch some golf with her. She golfs. So do I. So I talked to her about going and playing golf.
Nothing sounds bad right now.
No, it sounds pretty good so far.
No, we had a good time. We left dinner. I walked her to her car. We hugged. And I said, I called her about getting together. And she said, great. And now the Masters have come and gone.
Yeah.
And she didn't respond to anything.
So you tried to connect with her ahead of Masters weekend and stuff to actually, watch it together and make that plan unfold. But she never answered or never replied, or?
Yeah, we had this golf connection and it was going to be good. And God, she hasn't responded to any of my texts.
Well,
okay.
I can't figure this out.
Well, you mentioned that her dad and her used to watch it all the time. That sounds like something happened and they don't get to do that anymore. So maybe she just was feeling kind of sad about not getting to watch with her dad.
That's
so she bailed.
Initially, though, I thought she sounded like interested in watching the Masters, though.
Right. She was, she was into it.
100%. It was like set up for the next date. I was excited. We left off on a good note. I can't.
Honestly, all signs kind of point towards she up and left her life and she now has a new name. She's living in
that's
South America somewhere.
That's your guess.
I think you and I were right.
Yeah.
I'm right.
She's
with you
definitely in South America and she goes by
Griselda now instead of Becca.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Her hair is now shorter. It's also brown.
There's not a lot to go off of there. I mean, it's a mystery. Mystery.
Well, we will give her a call for you, Jeff. See if we can get her on the line. If we can figure this out for you, we'd be willing to pay for dinner for you guys to go out.
Oh, man, that sounds so good. Thank you.
All right, buddy.
Coming up next.
Go! This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
What do you think went down between Jeff and Becca?
You can give us your best guess, your thoughts, wildly speculate, as we love to say, on Instagram and X, KZKX969, also Facebook, KX969.
Now the conclusion to Date 'em or Dump 'em with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
And I'm just joining us. It's Jeff, who met Becca on Match. He's getting back out in the dating realm. They went and had some pizza, hung out, had a really good conversation about possibly getting together to watch the Masters. Well, that happened. She ghosted him, and now he's like, what gives? And wanted us to reach out to
what gives?
Becca.
Hello.
Hi, we're looking for Becca.
This is she.
Becca, hi, it's JP, Coriel.
Hi.
Husker Nick, the Kix Morning Show. Good morning.
Oh, okay. Wow. Hi.
Hello. We are a radio station.
What's up?
Well, we're actually calling on behalf of somebody else, and if you're willing to, we'd be more than willing to pay for dinner out for you guys to go on a date.
We can't necessarily recreate the initial date. You might have to wait a full calendar year, but we can get you dinner at least in the meantime.
Yeah. We're calling on behalf of Jeff, who you had gone out for pizza with and then talked about getting together to watch the Masters, but unfortunately that has come and gone, and so he was wondering why you were ghosting him, and we're trying to reach out to you and see if we can help him secure another date with you.
Oh, man. I mean, he's such a sweet guy, but I don't know if he's for me.
Okay.
Why do you think that?
I really don't want to go into it because I don't really know how to explain it without sounding really mean or weird, but...
Okay.
Can you give us, like, a hint?
He's, like, kind of gross.
He's gross?
What do you do? That?
What happened?
Like, I think he has allergies or something, but throughout the entire time, he was, like, snotting, like, the whole time. And then he would, like, hawk up things and, like, put it in napkins and stuff.
Oh, wow, that sounds exactly like me. That's crazy. What? You guys share this space with me. You know I do that.
Yeah, and you do it so much. I don't even.
I literally have to, or else I don't even notice. Can't even talk.
Yeah, I don't even notice.
Oh, okay.
So he was all phlegmy and gross on your date then?
The entire time. Like, I would have understood if maybe he, you know, was like, oh, I'm sorry, I have allergies, I need to go to the bathroom real quick, and like went to the bathroom. But there was none. He didn't acknowledge it. It just kept happening the entire time.
It is weird that you don't acknowledge it though.
Has allergies, like she takes meds, but he would just keep snorting and snotting the entire time.
You know what? Here's the deal. I have a soft spot in my heart for him because I deal with that constantly. I take 2 allergy pills every morning. I use nasal spray. I use eye drops. And it literally sometimes just kicks my ass so hard down to the ground. I have no choice.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you do need to have a little bit of social awareness, especially when you're with a new person. Like, if it's people that already know you, you might not need to cover your tracks all the time. But with a new person, you do probably need to address it when it's something like that.
Right.
Because he could also, like, maybe not address it, sure, and, like, go to the bathroom to do this, like you said. But then he would literally leave.
Just be in there.
Constantly. And then you'd be like, does he have explosive diarrhea?
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
what
is this?
Else is going
on, like,
in that bathroom?
Is he, like, sick where I'm going to have this later on, like, tomorrow morning?
That's a good question, too.
Yeah. But I get what you're saying. It's not someone who deals with it, like, even personally. It is gross. It sucks.
I'm sure
you have to address it, kind of.
Yeah. You probably didn't know what to do or say while you're watching him deal with this.
I really didn't. And it was so disturbing to me because I'd never seen anything like it. Like, I just couldn't. It was gross.
Dude, imagine though, because like Coryell, she keeps all of her loogies, she keeps them in a jar next to her at the desk. And that's what, so he didn't do that. So.
Sick.
Her little spittoon.
Coryell, that was the best acting you've done on this show right there.
Oh, shush. That's icky.
Oh my God, I can't even imagine if like you're golfing with him, if he's got allergy problems. And,
yeah,
like,
that'd be tough too.
That'd be kind
poor
of
guy.
Tough.
It is not easy.
Becca, if you didn't know, Jeff is on the line with us. Jeff, it really is about just the grossness, which you can't control, of your allergies and your congestion.
Well, no, let's ask, do you even have allergies? Because she just speculated that.
No, that's true.
Was it just a cold or is it allergies?
No. I've had allergies my whole life. I don't know what to. This is just how I deal with it.
Right.
Okay, well, okay. I feel you on that.
Darn it.
Do you see,
I mean,
okay.
What am I supposed to do?
Could, like, you just date in the winter?
Oh, man.
Yeah. No, you can't just date in the winter.
Do you think maybe, though, you should have...
Like, your tact would have been
better? ...addressed that a little bit, just because I'm on your side here, because I know how hard that affects, like, your life. Do you see, like, especially being a stranger, not somebody who knows you well enough to know that you're just blubbering because of allergies, a stranger, you might need to, if you're going to be doing that, you might need to address it, like, hey, by the way, terrible allergy attack today, so please excuse the drainage. I mean, would you agree that maybe you should say something?
I've dealt with this my whole life, and I should have done that. You're right.
But you know, I mean, it's hard to think about too. Mm-hmm. Like you said, when you deal with it your whole life, you kind of just that's your norm, so it's hard to remember.
This is just what I do.
Yeah. Right. Hard to remember. It's not everybody else's norm.
Becca, hearing from Jeff about his allergy issues, are you inclined to go out again with him and try again, or?
I feel so bad, but I just don't think I can handle it. I'm sure there's a girl out there who can, but I think it's just going to be a no from me.
All right. Well, hey, Jeff, we feel you, buddy. Both of us have had allergy problems for years, so we get it. Maybe allergy shots is the way to go, dude. Have you thought about that?
I've had allergy shots, and they didn't do anything for me.
Okay. Same. Yeah, you and Cora.
It's just so hard for me.
Yeah. That's just not the world that Becca wants to live in, so we'll just have to move on, all right?
Yeah.
Okay. Becca, hey, Becca, thanks for taking our call. We appreciate you, and best of luck dating out there.
Yeah, of course. Thanks.